Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. Toward the end of the traditional Lord's Prayer, we find these words, quote, "But deliver us from evil." Now this comes from Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, where Jesus instructed us to pray, quote, "Deliver us from the evil one." Today I want to address this verse, "Deliver us from the evil one." Brethren, there is a whole big spiritual world out there that you and I aren't privy to. The spiritual world is complex and beyond our comprehension. The Apostle Paul spoke about the existence of an evil threat when he gave us this warning with these ominous words in Ephesians 6:12, quote, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Spiritual forces of evil. Yes, great evil does exist in our present world. It's all around us. All a person has to do to see the evil in the world is to simply read a newspaper or check a news source on the internet. Random shootings, murder, assaults, kidnappings, and other horrible, unspeakable evil atrocities are present, and not only in the big cities, but also in small rural areas. Yes, this evil is not just perpetuated only by human beings, but also by powerful spiritual forces set on doing evil. Brethren, spiritual evil forces can do the evil themselves. However, their main mode of operation is to influence, to persuade, to tempt humans to commit the evil acts for them. And I would add that, based on the multitude of evils we see in this world, it appears that the spiritual forces of evil are, unfortunately, prolific and very successful. So, brethren, because of this reality, we need to pray for God's strength to shield us from evil and stay safe. That means we must stay in tune with and utilize the Holy Spirit to help guide us, to help direct us, and to strengthen us. Friends, we cannot accomplish this on our own strength. If we rely solely on our own ability, we will fail. So, who will deliver us from this evil world? Jesus Christ. In Galatians 1:4, the Apostle Paul said that Jesus gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we do fervently pray and claim the promise that you will deliver us from the evil one and his minions. It is in the name of the Deliverer, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.